That group was established to test internal controls at post offices, business mail acceptance units, other types of postal service facilities. And they have a test program, a set of steps or procedures that they go out and implement, and to see if the post office is adhering to all the financial controls. And the FTC then evaluated how the different units how these post offices did. And then they report that information to management, and Postal Service Management uses that report when they report to the PRC for their Sarbanes-Oxley requirements.
And did you find that the reporting was all it could be?
We identified a number of issues. We categorized those issues into three groups.
Mm-hmm.
The first group was more significant. Those are issues in which our results differed from what the FTC found. We found in those early reviews that the FTC performed that there were differences in about half of the reviews that we looked at, which is quite a bit. But in later reviews, that declined significantly. And examples of what we're talking about is sometimes the FTC staff, they might have found a problem at a unit, but they didn't believe it was material and they didn't report it up. And we consider all exceptions to be reportable because management needs to know that so they can make an overall assessment on the financial environment. So those were the kind of the most serious problems. And then there were problems with documentation missing mm-hmm. in their working papers, and that prevented us from determining whether our results were consistent with theirs. And then a third category was more minor, more insignificant, just as far as their work papers needed a little cleanup to help someone else come in and review them more easily.
When people hear about the issues that may crop up because of financial testing and compliance, they might immediately go to, well, the Postal Service is going through financial issues anyway. Clarify for us, if you will, the relationship between ensuring the FTC results are accurate and stable versus what the Postal Service is going through budget-wise. I mean, is there any connect there, or are we talking about two very distinct and separate things?
Sarbanes-Oxley, by its very nature, helps with accountability and ensuring completeness, reasonableness in financial reporting data.
Mm-hmm.
And it requires the Postal Service to establish and maintain controls and procedures over the financial reporting environment. And although it does not directly impact the bottom line, The FTC work and that's reported to management provides assurance to Postal Service stakeholders that the reports are fairly presented and that the internal controls are in place. So they are somewhat separate.
They are separate, but it is important to make sure that these results are accurate and that folks can count on them.
Right, because we use the FTC's work in support of the opinion on the internal control environment. So yes, it is very important.
We're talking with Linda Labishan-Welch. She's the director of the Field Financial West and the Office of Audit for the Office of the Inspector General at the Postal Service. You also had said earlier in this interview that there are not really any recommendations to be made. Where do things go from here at this point?
Throughout the year, the FTC group was very responsive. We communicated our results, you know, review by review. And, for example, in February or March, after we had given them some feedback, they immediately suspended all of their reviews and brought all their folks in for some training. And they clarified their review procedures, and they initiated a more strenuous supervisory review of their work. And as a result, by the end of the year, there were very few issues that we identified. Now, each year, there's a separate opinion on the internal controls. And again, in this current fiscal year, 2011, we are also looking at the reliability of the FTC's work. So it's a continuing process. The FTC group is a newly formed group, and just because there were issues early on, that was totally expected. Because of the nature of the group, they're very receptive to feedback, and they have changed, and they're doing a good job looking at the internal controls and providing management with information that they need to comply with SOX.
It occurs to me that this is a new group, and you've reviewed and you've worked with them, and they've been receptive, and you've kind of found a path. Do you see any template best practices, any way that other organizations within the federal government might be able to maybe take a look at how this worked and apply it to their own process?
Obviously, communication. The manager of the group, of this FTC group, he had a tremendous job in front of him with 179 people all across the nation who are not auditors by nature, and this was all new to them. They had a lot of discussion, and they were very receptive to our feedback. So I think that receptiveness attributed to their success.